The government spends hundreds of millions of dollars a year on equipment to detect explosives, chemicals, and other things that someone might try to sneak across the border or into a building. Some people think a more low-tech method, canine detection teams, can be just as reliable, maybe more so. Many of the government's detector dogs are trained at a sprawling facility in Front Royal, Virginia, along the edge of the Blue Ridge Mountains. NPR's Pam Fessler visited the Customs and Border Protection Center and has this report.
Here at the Canine Enforcement Training Center, it's all about positive reinforcement. And we do mean positive. Whenever a detector dog in training finds hidden narcotics, humans, or explosives, he or she gets abundant praise and a white terry cloth towel rolled up to look like a big bone.
He never thinks he's looking for a narcotic. He always thinks he's looking for his towel.
Supervisor Barbara Wilson-Weber says the dogs recruited for this program love to retrieve, again and again and again. That's why many came from animal shelters, where they landed after their feistiness proved to be too much for a previous owner. Wilson-Weber says initially, most of the dogs learned to retrieve towels with a small bag of marijuana or hashish tied to the end. As the towel is tossed further and further away, the dog relies increasingly on its sense of smell.
Eventually he does come across, he picks it up, he runs around again, has a good time, we're hooping and hollering, yeah, good boy, all right, clapping hands. Dog is getting all excited, well, this is great, this is fun, because our whole training is based around fun.
Gradually, new odors are introduced, like heroin, cocaine, ecstasy, methamphetamine. And the towels are replaced with real drugs or explosives hidden away. In a big outdoor lot, customs has lined up dozens of old vehicles. Two doors, four doors, vans, anything a dog might encounter in a real search. Instructor Donald Deason shows how he tests Judy, a tan Belgian Malinois, by hiding some methamphetamine in one of the cars.
We'll be in this gas cap area right here. Okay, Judes.
Customs officer Denise Friday from Detroit holds Judy by a leather leash as the two trot quickly around the mid-sized red sedan. Judy sniffs rapidly as she goes at the lights, doors, exhaust pipe, trunk. Suddenly, near the gas cap, the dog hesitates, sniffs again, and sits down. That's her signal that she's found something. A hidden instructor tosses Judy a rolled-up towel, as though it has magically burst from the side of the car. The dog and handler then play a quick tug of war, cementing the connection. Drugs mean towel means fun. Judy and her handler are among more than 100 canine detection teams that will be trained here this year. They'll be deployed at borders, airports, and seaports to look for narcotics and increasingly for explosives and chemical weapons. Customs and Border Protection has also started teaching its narcotics dogs to find concealed humans. Lee Titus, who directs the program, thinks his dogs could save many lives.
They may find that person that's coming across, not that's trying to be smuggled in for the better way of life, if you will, but the person that's coming in to do some bodily harm to somebody or, you know, damage some buildings or whatever. I think we're going to find that terrorist.
The dogs do have a good record. Last year, the agency's 1,200 canine teams found more than 1 million pounds of marijuana, 39,000 pounds of cocaine, and more than 40,000 concealed humans. And the program costs $3.5 million a year, a drop in the bucket when compared with some high-tech equipment the government has purchased, only to find that it doesn't work that well. Titus thinks the canines are a good deal.
You can take a dog anywhere, whereas some of these detection machines that they have are, you know, maybe they're on wheels and are mobile, but they're very large and cumbersome, but we can take this dog and put him in a container in a matter of minutes. We can take him, put him on a plane and fly him to another port in a matter of minutes. We can do anything we want with the dog because they're very mobile.
Not that the dogs are perfect. Some in the canine detection community say this is more a craft than a science, and there's disagreement over the best training and testing techniques. Some other government agencies do it differently. But people here in Front Royal consider this the Ivy League of dog training schools. And indeed, the canines can do some pretty amazing things.
All right, what we've got here is a human detection scenario.
At the car lot, instructor Deason shows how these dogs can distinguish between a legitimate passenger and someone who's trying to sneak past the authorities.
This particular vehicle's been set up so that we have room in the engine compartment. The motor's been taken out of it. We've set it up that we could hide a human into it. All right, Randy, you ready?
All right, start on the station wire.
And indeed, Randy's dog sniffs right past the driver and alerts to a volunteer concealed under the hood. The dogs have learned through repeated exercise, if they smell a human they can't see, that's suspicious.
There
you go, that's beautiful.
Stay.
Such skills are in great demand by law enforcement and private companies, and it's getting harder to find prospective students. So Customs has started breeding some of their own.
Come on!
Come on!
Come on, guys!
14 yellow and black Labrador Retriever puppies tumble over each other as they play in a fenced-in yard. Program Director Lee Titus says they're from the two most recent litters, the T's and the U's.
The first litter we had was the A litter, so we had Andrew, Abigail, etc., and then the B litter, the C litter.
And when the R's came along, the dogs were named Ross, Rock, Reno, Rudy, and Ridge. That's for Titus's former boss, Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge. Everyone here understands the PR value of a cute puppy, just in case anyone was thinking of trimming the center's budget. That seems increasingly unlikely, though, especially after the recent bombings in London and calls by Congress and others for the deployment of even more canine detection teams. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.